Yes?
Governor Reynolds, 9-0.
Morning, Mr. President.
I got your wire, and I've got a very serious thing here, and I don't want to hurt myself, and I don't want to hurt you, and I want to do what's right, and I thought I better just call you about this Rabinowitz appointment.
Yes?
The committee has told me that they do not want to confirm this man, and they have refused to confirm him, and they will not confirm him. Now, I do not know the man. I have no obligation to him, and I've got a lot of obligations, a lot of checks out because I've been in politics 32 years. So the question comes about, what do I do under these circumstances? Do I name him and defy the committee when they can't do anything about him by sending him up an hour before they meet? Or do I just send his name along with the others tomorrow and there's no question about the others. I can give them a recess appointment without any trouble. Yes. But if I send his name up, take a recess appointment out of him today, then I just hit the committee right in the teeth when they've told me that, and they feel like that I've short-circuited them and circumvented them. Tomorrow, they have to act. My judgment is they'll turn him down.
You think they would turn him down?
That's what they tell me.
Well, the...
I think that the... I don't want... I'm not against him. I'm not for him because I don't know anything about him except what you've said and what Proxmire said. I've heard a good many representations the other way. The committee is strong against him. They say he's not a judicious temperament. They say the bar voted against him. They say it's a political exchange with the late president, that there are a good many other men that are better equipped, and that they're just not going to turn down the Bar Association. They're not going to approve a man that the Bar Association votes on and all the lawyers vote on and turn him down 3-1. I hate to try to slip it in an hour ahead of time.
Yes, I can understand that.
I could, if I waited till tomorrow and sent his name up, I could do that, and then if they confirmed him, that's all right. If they didn't confirm him, it wouldn't be my responsibility.
Yes.
But it is my responsibility that if I send it up today, they're going to think it's slick. And I'm trying to talk to them now and see what they'd accept. And I've got one or two of the friends I trust that I'm going to talk to, but I thought I'd better talk to you first and tell you my problem because I like you. And I want to work with the people of that state. Now, Proxmire says if he's not named, he's going to recommend Max Raskin. And I don't know how you feel about him.
Well, Max is a very close personal friend of mine, and I just appointed him judge of a circuit court judge about two months ago, and he's up for election in Milwaukee. But I feel that the Rabinowitz appointment has gone so far, and that basically Mr. Rabinowitz has gotten involved in an alliance between the Capital Times and the Kohler Company that has led this opposition against him. He's not a legal scholar, I agree with that, but he certainly is a decent man, a compassionate man, and for a year now they've maligned him so, I think, quite unjustifiably. And the Wisconsin Labor is very interested in his appointment, the Jewish community is, and I think most of the Democrats.
Well, now the committee is not going to confirm him according to what they tell me, and they don't want me to name him. But I can name him and then let them take the decision of turning him down, which I'm disposed to do.
Well,
I do have some reluctance, although I may overcome it in the next hour. I do have some reluctance to slip it in an hour before they meet, because I think they'd basically resent that.
Well, I think it would help in any event if his name went to the committee, if it's possible to appoint him, and I certainly wouldn't ask you to do anything that would, interfere with your work with Congress.
But you get my point. If I appointed him this morning, it's now 10:30. If I appointed him the next hour and could get him to take the oath, they would say I did that to circumvent their acting this, so I could put him on the bench without their approving him.
Yes. Well, I understand. I understand that. I certainly would go along.
Will the people of Wisconsin understand it?
Well, I think if he's appointed tomorrow, they certainly will. But I, It's a real difficult problem, and I want you to know that we're with you on anything you do. But I understand that it is a difficult problem.
Well, I'll talk to them and do the best I can, and I just want you to know I got your wire, and I appreciate it, and I want to be fair about it.
Well, I appreciate your calling, Mr. President.
Thank you a lot, John.
Okay.